For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon. From the looks of the bathtub ring around Lake Oroville, the vise of drought is quickly tightening around California's neck. Fortunately, as North State Public Radio's Mark Albert reports, those looks are deceiving.
If you've had a gander recently at the largest state-owned reservoir in California, you might have a feeling of deja vu. It's looking much like it did during the depths of the state's recent drought. A 300-foot swath of bare earth frames the receded waterline. Houseboats and other watercraft appear almost forlorn. Meanwhile, the clouds have proven quite fickle, with an abundant November followed by a stingy December. The first monthly statewide snow survey conducted earlier this week revealed a sobering picture. Only 1.3 inches of snow was on the ground at Phillips Station, just 3% of average. Grant Davis is the director of the California Department of Water Resources.
We're obviously hopeful that there'll be more snow the next time we come out here in the February, March, and April snowmelt surveys.
The all-important snow water content figure stands at less than a tenth of where it was last year. As the largest state-owned reservoir in California and the linchpin of the state water project, it would seem that crisis is once again just around the bend. But that's not the case. Doug Carlson is a spokesman for the California Department of Water Resources.
Lake Oroville is the only major reservoir in the state of California that's being held below its historical average this time of year. Oroville area residents, Northern California people, they know why. It's because of the spillway incidents we had last year, and we're keeping it low to allow construction who went right into the winter months.
And low it is. The reservoir was only 35% full as of the latest readings. That's 56% of its historical average for this time of year. But zoom out a bit, and the picture is much more comforting.
The rest of the state has an abundance of water in the reservoir, thanks to last year's record-setting precipitation in Northern California and very wet in the rest of the state. So we're not at all concerned about whether there's enough water for California in the immediate months ahead.
And he's right. Every other major reservoir in California, both federally and state-owned, has more water in it today than the average for this date in the historic records. Even some of the water drained from Lake Oroville remains in storage.
The water that goes into San Luis Reservoir is pumped from the California Aqueduct, and it's currently at about 117% of its historical January 4th average. So that's where some of that water has gone that normally would have been held in Oroville.
The other big number, the one most watched by growers, is the percentage of contracted water that will be delivered. Typically, water managers initially announce very conservative amounts, figures that are gradually increased as the winter wears on, and officials have a better picture of how much water they'll have to divvy up. Carlson said they'll deliver whatever is promised, even to growers north of the Delta. Right now, that figure is 15%. With a short and highly variable rainy season, much can change quickly. While typical Pacific storms like the ones currently underway are more common, when California receives heavy and sustained rain and snow, it's usually courtesy of atmospheric river-type storms. And like California winters generally, atmospheric river storm systems are fickle and hard to predict. Michelle Mead is a warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service's Sacramento office.
So far, what we're seeing is very typical for this time of year. So definitely keep track of the forecast, but it's always in California's history a good idea to conserve because we do vary so much from year to year. From last year to this year is a perfect example of that.
Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.